Mabel Louise Stewart is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Howdy. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving? Yep, you did. Yeah. We've been talking about it behind the mics.
How was yours?
It was wonderful.
A big family gathering, no doubt.
Yes, and it was always so good to be with family. And oh, yum, yum, the turkey.
Oh,
and
boy.
Then I had turkey with Kayla and Matt in their home and family.
Okay.
And then in the evening with Terry's family, and they had ham. My goodness.
Oh, you were famous. You got all over the place.
Oh, it was so good. Both places. Just terrific.
It must have been filled up.
Oh, yes. Yum, yum.
Right.
And we are so blessed, aren't we, here in our wonderful country, where we can worship as we please and where we can have all of this good food. Oh, my goodness. There's so many places around the world that don't have what we have. And we just need to be thankful and grateful for all that the Lord has got good. And by the way, I was excited because I learned I have another great-grandchild coming in May. Yeah, Kayla and Matt Myers are having a little baby boy. And his reason I bring it up, one of the reasons, is because his middle name will be the same as my sweetheart, Warren. Warren's been in heaven now for 25 years. Doesn't seem possible. But he has been, and he's the one that had the vision to start WWIB. So I miss him. Yes, I still do. But he's with the Lord, and boy, you can't beat that. What blessed hope. Do you have that hope today? I hope you do. I hope and pray that you know Jesus as your Savior, and that maybe someone on the behind the mic today can encourage you to trust Jesus if you haven't already. Well, today, I want to ask you a pointed question. That's right. Do you have an attitude of gratitude? Yes, you know what? Since we have just a few days left in the month of November, I thought, I got to take advantage of it and prepare your heart and my heart for the right attitude for all of the upcoming events of the Christmas holidays. Can you imagine December just around the corner? And oh my goodness, it goes by like a whirlwind. So much hustle and bustle that we need to prepare our hearts ahead of time and be thankful. I'm reminded of that portion of scripture found over in James 1:17 that says, and it's a reminder, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So we know that if we have all of these wonderful things here in America, that it is truly a gift from God. And isn't it easy to forget that everything we have and everything we are is a gift from the Lord Himself? For instance, like that ungrateful cartoon character who prayed before his meal, and here's what he said. Dear God, we paid for this meal ourselves, so thanks for nothing. Isn't that horrible? Isn't it easy to give ourselves the credit for acquiring things that we need, that might work for a short time in our lives with that kind of an attitude, but oh, it's different, isn't it? When we're driven to our knees because of some of those lean times and hurting times. It's those instances when we can realize how foolish we really are to try to be the one to take credit. and how ungrateful we are toward the Lord. Isn't that something? And as I was going through the scriptures, I thought the best example of being ungrateful is recorded in the book of Luke. Excuse me. Let me turn to Luke chapter 17 and read it to you. I think you'll agree with me. And it came to pass, as Jesus went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. He entered into a certain village, and there met him 10 men that were lepers. And they stood afar off, but they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." And I believe it's Luke who says, John, who says they screamed at the top of their voice. And of course they would have to, because they would have been a distance from Jesus. So Jesus saw them, and he said, "Go show yourselves unto the priests." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Can't you just hear him saying, "Hallelujah, I'm healed"? And he fell down on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. And this is added, and he was a Samaritan. You may wonder, why did the Lord add that one little statement? Well, it was because Samaritans didn't claim to have any affiliation with Jesus or with the Jews, because they were considered pagan. And the Jewish lepers that were healed, they didn't bother to come back. And they knew better because they had been trained. So that's why the Holy Spirit wanted to remind us that those who knew better didn't bother. And Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this one stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Your faith has made you whole." That's something else. But you know what? Rather than criticize or feel bad toward them, or look down on them, we need to be reminded ourselves, how often have we forgotten to thank the Lord for things that he has done for us? Isn't it easy in our busy schedules and busy lives to forget to say thank you? No wonder our children grow up and our grandchildren not using that word like they should, because we as adults forget ourselves. So in short, this scripture is telling us that when God has blessed us, we need to act upon it. We need to say, "Thank you, Lord. You are so good and so good to me." What a sad statement spoken from the lips of our Lord. Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? We've just come through Thanksgiving, and all of us are guilty of overindulgence. I know I did. That big turkey dinner and all the trimmings, and most of us groaning from eating too much. Most of us, I think, gave thanks to the Lord before we ate our meal, and most of us even talked of the things that we were thankful for. But what about an attitude of gratitude all year long. That's what I'm trying to say today. Let's carry it all the way through the month of December and on into 2019. Yes, that's what it's all about. It is easy, oh, so easy to take for granted the blessings that we enjoy every single day. So let's face it, we need to cultivate an attitude of gratitude in America today. I guess I can say with authority that we have more than any other country in the world. I can never thank the Lord enough for the privilege of having access to the Bible. And how about freedom to worship in our churches and to hear the gospel from the lips of our pastors? And in light of that, how often do we thank our pastors and our Christian leaders for their faithfulness? How often do we show our gratitude to those who help us and to those who do nice things for us? I know I'm guilty, and I want to do a better job this next year. I'm afraid that we all fail in this, in our lives. And in light of this, let me visit with you concerning the example of the 10 lepers. It's important to understand exactly what leprosy was and what it's all about and why it was such a big deal that Jesus healed these 10 men. Actually, today, leprosy is called Hansen's disease. And we know now that it can be cured by early treatment. Yes, it's still around today, mostly in Africa and Asia. I read over Google that there were 180,000, yes, 180,000 worldwide cases last year. I didn't know it was that prevalent. And by the way, it is contagious. So just that little information about the disease itself. In our lives, we have bad things happen from time to time, and sometimes these bad things are consequences from bad choices, but other times bad things happen simply because we live in a sinful world. And because we live in a sinful world, there are terrible diseases, and leprosy is one of them. Many lepers lose their fingers and their toes, and oh, it's so painful. Your body can become full of sores. And this disease was very common during Bible times. Therefore, all of these 10 men were no longer able to be with their families and their friends, so they were isolated. And that's why the 10 men were all together. They were called unclean. No one wanted to be near them, and they were never allowed to go to the temple to worship. So, of course, they had to be a distance away. So they asked for mercy, and no doubt they had heard of Jesus' healing power. So he said, go to the priest, and they must have looked down at their skin and saw it was healed. Certainly the other 9 men noticed that they were healed, but they didn't take time or effort or even remember to say thank you. When Jesus gave his life for you and me, his blood healed us from the disease much worse than leprosy, and that is sin. Sin is a great spiritual need that requires healing. It's so easy to recognize physical needs. But how about those spiritual needs? In each of our lives, there are sins like hate, anger, greed, lying, selfishness, and I could go on. And Jesus wants to heal us. He wants us to be an overcomer. He wants us to ask him for help, just like the 10 lepers had called out to him for help. And like the one leper who returned, yes, we should worship and praise him and thank him for all he has done. The problem is that people accept the free gift of forgiveness and never do anything to show thankfulness to Jesus. Did you know the Bible commands us to have an attitude of gratitude? Not just during the week of Thanksgiving, but every day. The writer of Hebrews said, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks in his name." Let me close the broadcast by quoting this little poem. "Often we forget as we eat our daily bread, from whom it all has come, to us who are so well fed. But may we all remember as we walk upon this sod that everything we have is from the hand of God." It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.